Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Benita Comanchic. I had signed up for just paying the postage on one of the items you had. Let me see.
Yes, ma'am, I'm listening.
Okay, for the supplements, ketogenic formula supplement, I had paid the postage, which was $4.98, something like that. And then it came on there and it said, did I want to order the cleanse too? And I said no. And I did not give them permission to send it. And then a couple of weeks later, I got both of them in the mail. And I was not aware that you could do that. You could hit my account with that. And then here on the 19th, 4/19, I get this money withdrawn from my account again for both of these things. It came to, can you look up my account number? Because I have trouble explaining this to you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
16117.
You said 16117?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
Benita Comanchic. Kumanchik.
Okay, give me just a moment. Give me just a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me a brief moment, ma'am. I'm still here.
Go ahead.
And can you give me that zip code again, please, ma'am?
16117.
And what was your first name again, please?
Bonita.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I did locate your account. So for security purpose, may you please verify your shipping address?
410 Short Street, apartment 506, Elwood City, PA, 16117.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I see that you ordered the Bryant Crystal Keto that help all natural ingredients reduce your appetite and speed up your metabolism. And I do see where you did a trial offer for that product. Give me just a moment. I see where you did a trial offer for that product for the keto in the cleanse. You paid the $4.95 and the $5.95 for the shipping and handling, ma'am. Is that correct?
I did not order the cleanse. I just wanted to try the ketogenic one. I didn't order the second one, and you deducted it from my account anyways. And then on the 19th, you deducted again, but this time you took $12.99 out and then $20 out because you ran for both of them again. And then, like a week ago, you took $80-some out for each one again. And I went to the bank about it, and they said you had no right to do that. And I says, I only wanted to try the first one, and that's why I paid the postage on it. I don't know why you guys have hit my account so many times here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So when you ordered this product, what happened was you were on a 14-day trial. If you did not call and cancel out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price for that product.
They didn't tell me I had to cancel it. I took you up on the free trial offer. They did not say anything about you had so many days to cancel because I do not order anything that I have to call and cancel. And especially the coffee cleanse. No, neither one of these had been opened. I didn't even get to try anything when it started hitting my account for one after another after another.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So you had to agree to the terms and condition that was on that website, ma'am.
No, I did not agree to anything. On their advertisement, it said, did I agree to pay them to deduct the amount for the premium ketogenic, I can't even pronounce it. And I said, yes, I would try take it for a trial offer. Did not say, now you're ordering this, you have to cancel this in 15 days. In fact, it wasn't mailed out. The postmark on here is on the envelope is 420. Okay. But you took it out of my account. You took 20 you took 20 on 420 and you took $12.99. Let's see. I can't see now. Oh, wait a minute. No, there it is. Took the $4.95 and the $5.95 on 4/19. Then you come back on 4/19 and you took $29.95. And then last week you took like 87 for one and 85 for the other. I have to get it from my bank to show the exact amount because my bank said there was activity on my account that they thought was fraudulent. So I went to the bank and I signed papers to find out what was going on. And they told me that they couldn't stop the payment on that because it was already posted, which I had no idea that was even going to be posted. And that I would have to call you guys and get my money back. And I can send the stuff back to you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do, I am following with everything you're saying. But the thing is, when you did this on the website, ma'am, you had some terms and conditions that you had to agree to. So since you agreed to the terms and conditions that stated on the website that you will be on the 14-day trial, you had 14 days to call and cancel out. So since you did not call and cancel out within your 14 days, what happened was they charged you the full price for that product. And the terms and conditions was on that website. even for you to place this order, ma'am, you still had to agree to the terms and conditions that was on the website.
Why are you telling me this? I am old enough to know that what I ordered and what I didn't. Why would I pay postage on two things when I only said I wanted one thing, and they said about the cleanse, and I said, no, I do not want it. I want to try the other. And then why would you hit my account with $80-some two different places?
Yes, ma'am, because when you did not cancel out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price for that product.
Okay, what was the $29.75 for?
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, so looking over your account, I only see where they charge you the $4.95, the $5.95, the $94.90, and the $85.90. Now, the $20 charge, I don't see where that came from us that we took from your account at all, ma'am.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute here, because I got to draw a line to make sure I'm not getting mixed up on this, on my statement here. Now, you're saying that you took the $4.95 and the $5.95. Now, what date did you show you take that?
That came off on the 17th.
And it shows it on the 19th here to mine.
Yes, ma'am. See, what it'll do, it was taken out on the 17th. And you know how when you go purchase something, they have a pending charge? It just was cleared on that day.
Well, how do you get, you said I had how many days to cancel this?
14 from the day that you placed the order.
Well, it had to be on the 19th. That's when you took it out. And I ordered one. Why am I getting charged for two?
Well, ma'am, saying that you order both products, so we only go by that, what we see in the system, because only way these order get placed if you have to do them. We just can't add nothing on, and we cannot take anything off, ma'am.
And then you charge me how much after the $4.95 and the other?
Okay, give me just a second.
I'll have to write all this down because you're getting me totally confused.
Okay, so when you first was charged for both of the products, they charge you $4.95 and $5.95. So if you did not call and cancel out within the 14 days, they charge you the full price for both products, which was $94.90 and $85.90.
Now, where did they tell me that I was going to owe almost $100 on each one of these?
Yes, ma'am. Like I did say, the terms and conditions was on that website. It's like all of that.
I read that entire website, but I talked to a person. I talked to somebody. And why didn't they tell me this? Now, what do you think? You're gonna charge me $100 each month on this?
Well, no, ma'am. If you don't want the product wasn't useful for you, then, no, ma'am, I can help you with it, get it canceled out. But if you like the product, and I know it's a bit too expensive.
I haven't opened the product. I didn't get it for me. I got it for a gift from my son, and I wanted him to try it, and he was willing to try it. But when I seen that you hit my account for two instead of one, I said, I got to get to the bottom of this.
Yes,
and then 14 days later, I can't believe you say 14 days later. This isn't right. I need to talk to somebody. I cannot take a loss of this in my checking account. $200 from my checking account, practically $200. And something that I didn't even order. Now, I canceled my checking account. I canceled the card and all. And I will have to send this into the Better Business Bureau. You're going to have to get me to somebody who can straighten this out.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me a brief moment, please. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment, ma'am. I'm still here, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Give me just a moment, man. I'm still here. Okay, ma'am. So, what I did speak with my supervisor. So now on the charge of $85.90 and $94.90, if you give me just a brief moment, I will get those charges reimbursed to you. Okay?
I would appreciate it, and I'd like to send this stuff back.
Okay, give me just a moment. Just a brief moment, please.
Myself, I could not even try to take this stuff because I'm 80 years old with all kind of health problems. I couldn't take.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. So now, my supervisor, I did explain to everything what was going on. So like I did say, she went ahead and just told me to give you a full refund back on both charges. So if you can give me just a moment and let me get these refund process, please.
Okay. Now, who am I talking to?
My name is Kenyatta.
How you spell that?
KENYTTA.
Kenyatta.
Yes, ma'am. Kenyatta.
Is that your first name or your last name?
Kenyatta is my first name.
Okay, so I know who I talked to. Like I said, these haven't been opened. I just put the whole thing in a brown envelope and send it back to you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, like I did say, I went ahead and refund both of those charges back to you. It will take 3 to 5 business days for that money to be back in your account, ma'am. And we do not, excuse me. We do not accept those products back. So that product is yours to keep, ma'am.
You don't sell these products today.
Ma'am?
I didn't understand. You said we don't what?
We do not accept those products back, ma'am. So those are your products to keep.
Okay, what if my son does try it and he likes it, and how much would it run for a month?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
If I don't want them. If I give them to my son to try and he likes them, how much would it run him a month?
It was run him the $85.90 and the $94.90. Unless if he called back and he liked the product and it worked for him, what will happen, he can ask them about a great discount and they should be able to get him some kind of discount so he won't pay the full price for that product.
I'll explain it to him because, like I said, there's no way that I can even try to take them. I'd be afraid to. I'm under so much medicine now. Okay, well, do I have a confirmation number there?
Yes, ma'am, I can give you that your cancellation number.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so your cancellation number will be C as in Charlie. The number 2, I'm sorry,
okay.
You got C as in Charlie, the number 3, the number 2, the number 9, the number 4, the number 5.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Ma'am, you're very welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I just hope I get this straightened out before my account starts bouncing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, you're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer service support. You have a great day.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.